We're going to head out to Athens, Ohio, and be joined by Ohio head coach Frank Solich. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Ken. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for your time. And, again, congratulations on the opening victory with that 41-20 victory over Rhode Island. When getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about your victory by your Bobcats.
Yeah. Obviously, when you open the season, you're grateful to get a win, and we're that way. I thought that we did enough things to win the game. Rhode Island, I do believe, has a good football team and good athletes. They found a recruiting niche up there, and their coaching staff was doing an excellent job. So we felt good about the win. You know, some of the things that were positive for us, you know, going into the season, trying to replace AJ and Malik as two top running backs for us over the course of several seasons. I thought our running backs did a very good job. You know, we played four running backs, and I think all four of them responded well. And so I think we're going to be good at the running back position. The other position that we were a little concerned about was the wide receiver spot, you know, losing some top-notch wide receivers, but really liked what our receivers did, and a number of them stepped up and played excellent football. So I think we're going to be good at wide receiver. And then, you know, obviously Nathan did a very good job as our quarterback, and not only throwing the ball but running the ball and you know, led us to where we really didn't have to punt the football. We got on drives and was able to establish field position and keep the ball moving. So some good things on the offensive side of it. You know, defensively, at the beginning of the game, you know, I thought we gave up a little bit too much on the ground, but we got better as the game went on, and you know, I thought did a good job in that regard. You know, a little disappointed in terms of tackles for losses and sacks. You know, I feel we've got a good group there that's capable of scoring high in those in that area, and you know, didn't quite reach the expectations that I thought we were going to reach there. But certainly, credit's got to go to the offensive line. With Rhode Island. You know, as far as our backers, a very solid, very experienced group, played well. And our secondary, I thought as the game went on, continued to show their ability and get better and settle into the game. So it was a good first win for us.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Frank, you head on the road to play Pitt this week with a road game against an ACC opponent. Just talk about what some of the challenges Pitt will provide for your Bobcats.
Yeah, you know, they're a very physical football team, and obviously that's where you'd like to start if you're a coach with your team. And so they're capable of dominating the game from that aspect of it. You know, they have their quarterback returning. They have their top four or five leading receivers returning, and Pitt is always known for a ground game. So you know, it's a difficult situation to go into their stadium and play the quality of football team that they are and come out with a win. So we certainly have got our hands full in terms of playing these guys, and hope that that we play well against them.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Solich.
We have your question from Jerry DePaola from Pittsburgh Review. Your line's open.
Good morning, Coach. Thanks for your time. I was wondering, other than
sure,
the physicality that Pitt usually shows in their games, what struck you about Pitt when you first started studying for this game?
Well, you know, that they play hard. They got talent. You know, you look at what they've been all about, and I think they've tried to keep that going in their system, the physical type of play that they have. I think their passing game is improved, and so I think that's, as the season goes on, that's going to be really challenging for teams. I know Coach Whipple, we played them twice at Massachusetts, and they scored a ton of points on us, and so their ability to start to create the big play, I think, is going to show. You know, it's not going to be a grinded out football team, period. You know, they have the capabilities of doing that, and yet I think they now have more capability with explosive type plays from the offensive end of it, and defensively, I think their secondary is particularly strong, and not only in supporting the run, but great pass defenders and their experienced guys, and so, you know, it's not easy to run against them, and then with an experienced secondary, that complicates things a little bit more for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of John McGonigal from Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Your line's open.
Thank you for your time, Frank. Appreciate it. Following up a little bit, you mentioned Mark Whipple. Defensively, does it help having faced, you know, that play caller 2 years in a row already? And then is the big play, I guess, the most difficult thing about defending a Whipple offense?
Yeah. I think he's a guy that puts together really a multidimensional kind of approach to offensive football. But he'll spread the field with you and make you cover everything. And he doesn't forget about the running game. He's not a guy that just throws the ball. He knows the running game really well, but he's great at identifying your weak spots and then attacking those weak spots, whether it's on the ground or in the air. And so he's been a huge challenge for us. The two times that we've played him, I got a lot of respect for Coach and his knowledge of the game and his ability to formulate game plans.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Solich.
Your next question comes from the line of Mitchell Nordheim from Pittsburgh Sports Now. Your line's open.
Thanks, Coach. Wanted to ask you, you know, I know you talked about the tackles for loss and the sacks against Rhode Island this past week. From that big win, is there something, you know, either that area or another area where you think you really need to improve on in this week leading up to the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah, you know, we need to have a better play from our defense in terms of time of possession. You know, we only had three possessions in the first half. You know, we were able to get things done with those three possessions. But if you're not careful, you're going to find yourself in trouble as far as having the football enough times to put points on the board, and field position is critical. You know, so establishing field position is important to winning football games. And if you don't have the football, it's pretty tough to establish that field position. And so, you know, we need to certainly get better in that area. And I to the credit for our defense, I think we got better as the game went on with that, and showed much better the second half than the first in that area.
Thanks.
Certainly.
Your next question comes from the line of Jerry DePaola from Pittsburgh Review. Your line's open.
One more question, Coach Solich. I know it's a long time ago, but what do you remember about that 05 game? And being that was your first year at Ohio, had to be a very gratifying victory for you, right?
Yeah, that's so long ago, it's not even in my mind, to be very honest with you.
Oh, really?
But obviously it was huge for us here at Ohio. to try to establish, you know, our program some and get off to a great start. You know, the tradition that Pittsburgh has and the type of teams they've had over the years, there's great respect for the program there across the country. So at the moment, it was big for us. But you know, that's gone. That's in the past. And we know we got more than our hands full in trying to get something done against these guys. And so we'll do the best we can. And you know, obviously we're looking forward to the game, as I know they are. And we'll see what transpires.
Can I have a follow up, please? Do you see Coach Narduzzi much in your recruiting visits around Ohio and in the Midwest?
Yeah, you know we've really been in touch with Coach Narduzzi quite a bit, you know, in terms of his defensive knowledge and so we've got a history with going to Coach Narduzzi and, you know, talking to him about certainly defensive football. So the relationship between Coach and our staff, I think, is excellent. Obviously, since he's gotten the job at Pitt, that relationship has changed a little bit in terms of time spent with Coach on those kind of things, you know. But he's been great. He's helped us formulate things from the defensive side of it, and we got a lot of respect for him, and feel like our staff has a great relationship with him.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Casey Campbell from Great Lakes Post. Your line's open.
Frank, how's it going?
Good.
What's the best thing you saw out of Nathan Rourke on Saturday, you think?
You know, I think his ability to accept the pressure that gets put on a quarterback that had such a great season last year, and there's, you know, a lot of things are riding on his shoulders, but just seeing how he handled the situation and the poise that he showed throughout the game and the leadership that he showed throughout the game, I think his talent is generally always gonna show. You know, I mean, he's got that kind of ability to really excel in the running game and excel in the passing game. And you look at his quarterback rating in terms of throwing game; it was excellent. And so I think he's kind of putting things all together. But you know, his ability to do it when pressure's on and when they're blitzing and all those kind of things, I think he just steps up and you know, it stood out a little bit in this game.
Frank, we appreciate your time. Frank, we'll let you get back to your preparations for Pitt, and we want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Frank, again for the Ohio Bobcats, right, coming off the 41-20 win over Rhode Island again in that contest. Quarterback Nathan Rourke threw for 188 yards and two touchdowns while running for another score in that victory. For Ohio, they will be at Pitt this coming Saturday, September 7th at 11 a.m. Eastern, that game on the ACC Network.